a very good evening to you and welcome to Hungary Reports with me, Steffi Dairy. Thanks for joining us. Industrial output in Hungary increased more than it was expected by 12.5% in October compared to last year. The main driving force is still the automotive industry. Experts say last year's downturn in October also helped today's increase. According to the government, the so-called confidence index is promising. Therefore, companies expect further expansion and growth.
Seemingly, there is peace and quiet in the headquarters of an infocommunication company in Budapest. In reality, bug reports come in every second from all around the world. In 1 minute, the assembly line of a vehicle factory stops and another pharmaceutical unit go under. The employees here often have 1 or 2 minutes for fix a problem.
This year, we have welcomed over 350 new colleagues in our team, and we intend to create more than 400 new jobs in 2016. Each year has seen a good step forward and has also seen a growing contribution to the Hungarian economy.
László Szabó, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, said it's no coincidence that Hungarian government tightens its bonds with the 10th German-owned company. These are the flagships of the Hungarian economy. After several months, there is a two-digit increase in industry again compared to last year's same period. There is a 12.7% increase. We expect the same tendency in the rest of the year. The Hungarian and the German economic confidence indices show that the economic growth continues and we can expect a further increase till the end of the year, said the Deputy State Secretary. For the entire year of 2015, analysts expect more than 7% increase.
Hungary's group of people living in deep poverty has been reduced by 168,000 in the past 2 years, said the State Secretary of the Human Resources Ministry, referring to figures from the Central Statistical Office. Bence Rétvári insisted that 600,000 more people are in safety. They are in the secure middle class and no longer in danger of impoverishment.
600,000 people has closed the gap with the middle classes. They are in safety and no longer in danger of impoverishment. It seems that in the past 2 years they managed to close up and they are in the stable middle class already.
Romania is still against the EU's mandatory migrant quota system. In September, Romania voted no and they stick to it. This is what the new prime minister said. However, they do not plan to submit a petition to the European Court after Slovakia and Hungary. According to the Minister of Justice, László Trócsányi, some other member states are interested in the Hungarian petition and they may even join to it.
The Hungarian government submitted its petition against the European Union's mandatory migrant quotas to the European Court of Justice last week, a day after Slovakia submitted the document. The Luxembourg-based body registered Hungary's petition. The process will take 4 months. At first, in written phase, the courts will ask questions of the country submitting the petition, who will respond in written form. This is followed by an oral talk in Luxembourg. The Hungarian Minister of Justice told Public News Channel that a petition was sent out to countries who are thought to be allies of Hungary in the lawsuit. László Trócsányi earlier said that the Polish, Czech, Romanians, Croatians and Slovenians, as well as the Finnish, were also interested in the petition. At the yearly hearing of the Committee of European Affairs of the Parliament, the Minister of Justice said that only Hungary respected the law, in contrast to other EU member states who let migrants through the borders without registering them.
Hogy gyakorlatilag az egyedüli ország, ami betartja a jogszabályokat, utána velük vitetjük el a balhét.
László Trócsányi said, it's not acceptable that the agreement is ignored when the migrants enter the EU and only observed when they are being expelled, so that countries that initially capture the rules are the ones that take the blame and put up with the consequences. This would involve the use of double standards and Hungary will act against it.
The Hungarian president, Janos Eder, made a visit to Lithuania, where more than 80 Hungarian soldiers have been patrolling the airspaces of the Baltic states since September this year. The president also met his Lithuanian counterpart, who thanked the work of the Hungarian Air Force.
This is a demonstration of the Air Force's alert training at the Lithuanian air base. The Hungarian Gripens just in minutes are ready to take off, and then after the pilots took their places, the two jets roll out of the hangar. There were 7 similar airlord trainings in the past 3 months for the Hungarian soldiers. And in 20 times, Gripens were deployed in live situations. In those times, they had to lead out unmarked aircrafts who flew into Baltic airspace. These are aircrafts which do not identify themselves. They do not communicate about the route in advance. And obviously, these cases have to be taken seriously. Of course, our pilots act in accordance with the regulations all the time, said the Hungarian defense minister. Both the Hungarian as well as the Lithuanian president watched the training. Janos Adar, after he met with the Hungarian soldiers, said Hungarians and Lithuanians have a lot in common. For example, in the 1956 Lithuanian protesters showed support to Hungary when they rallied beside it during the revolution. Now Hungary patrols the airspaces of the Baltic states. The president said that currently nearly 1,000 Hungarian soldiers serving abroad and their preparedness is recognized everywhere. These soldiers and aircraft serve here day after day and hold trainings from week to week to protect our security. And I really hope that there never be a situation when the knowledge and the ability of these aircrafts and soldiers need to be deployed in live situations, said the president of Hungary. The Lithuanian president said that the Hungarian Air Force had done an outstanding job in carrying out its airspace protection mission. She said Lithuania and Hungary agree on the region's security challenges, adding that ties between the two countries are friendly.
In this year's Hanukkah festival, the third candle was lit on the menorah. Zoltan Balog, Minister of Human Resources, said if different religions can get connected, the community will get stronger. Israel's ambassador to Hungary said, "Today, hatred and terrorism threaten the world, but we have to believe in the values of freedom, justice and democracy."
Hundreds gathered at the Nyugati Square for the ignition of the third Hanukkah candle. At the event, Zoltan Balog, Minister of Human Resources, said if different religions can get connected, the community will get stronger. If we get to know and esteem each other's holidays, then maybe we will be able to esteem each other in the daily life as well. This is much needed in this country, said the minister. The third candle of the 9-branch menorah was lit as well at the home of Israel's ambassador to Hungary, Ilan Mor said. They celebrate the heroism of the Jews, which led to their independence.
It is not coincidence, ladies and gentlemen, that the symbol of the government of Israel is the menorah.
Ilan Mor added, unfortunately, today hatred and terrorism threaten the world, but we have to believe in the values of freedom, justice and democracy. The three candles of the Hanukkah was ignited by Anikol Levy, the wife of the Prime Minister, Peter Szijjártó, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and Matra Martai, the steward of the parliament. Colin Bell, the United States ambassador to Hungary, also attended the ceremony.
The world-famous wooden Christmas tree is up again at Erzsébet Square in Budapest, and it's even bigger than last year. The pieces of the 16-meter-tall tree will help families in need, as the creators of the artwork donate the logs in order to secure heating for those who cannot afford to buy firewood. Organizers would like to draw the attention on helping, not only at Christmas, but also throughout the year. Donations are welcomed at the special Christmas tree until the 6th of January. Then all the pieces of the tree, the firewood, will be given to needy families. So that's all from Hungary Reports. Please join us every night around the same time, or you can always follow the show online. You do not want to miss the Russian news after the national anthem. Stay tuned. Good night.